Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
At these live events, we give out a series of awards to our students who have hit, you know, revenue milestones. We've got a 100K club award. We've got a 1 million club award. And this time around, we did a 10 million club award for the first time. And I think giving out those awards, something that, you know, once again, was personally, I was very grateful to see and was amazing to me, was the number of people that we gave an award to last year, that we gave an award to, a bigger award to again this year.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we want to talk about our live event that we just threw in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is our third live event, the second one in the U.S. And I'm going to be honest, John, I think this one went the best of all three, in my opinion. It just felt better. And it didn't start off that way. It started off with the CrowdStrike issue happening. So we ended up losing a speaker. We lost a few different students who couldn't make it to the event due to the airline stuff. We also had a weird amount of deaths that happened prior, where we lost a speaker. Yeah. My grandma died the day before I flew out there. We lost a few other people who lost people very close to them who couldn't make the event. And so if you would have asked me a day, 2 days before the event, is this going to go well? I probably would have told you no, but man, it turned out really, really well.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a lot of fun with this one for sure. Not to say I didn't have fun with previous ones, but, I'd agree. I think, the energy of the people in the room was fantastic. The involvement of people in the room was fantastic. I mean, people, I think who were there were just, you know, just ready for it. And I think that's the thing that I've taken away from each of the ones we've done thus far, is that, you know, this is something that people really need. Like, just getting, like, not necessarily listening to somebody up on a stage talking to them about whatever it is they're talking about, just the getting together with like-minded people, and just having a chat, sharing stories, you know, doing all of that sort of thing. Like, it just always goes so well when we put people together in the same room. And I think that's something you and I have always known, that, you know, it can be a bit of a game changer for your entrepreneurial journey, putting yourself in those sort of rooms and doing that sort of thing. But to see it actually happen, you know, for the third time now, and it's something I took away from the last two we did as well, but I think I felt it even more this time, was that it's such an important thing to do. And I'm, you know, super grateful to be in a position where we're able to do that for people, to provide that space. Do you know what I mean? And I think that was another, you know, really special thing that I personally took away from it, on reflection, for sure.
I don't know if it's because we don't hold anything back. We're not trying to be fake, you and I, but somehow something we're doing is attracting the right people into those rooms too, right? There's not a bad egg in the room. Everyone there is a really good human, and they genuinely care about everyone else there. They're all trying to do really good and really cool things in the world. And that lends to everyone just feeling a lot more comfortable in that space, when there is, you know, no one there that makes you feel uneasy. Like, somehow we've attracted really good people. That's a nice way of saying, everyone listening to this, if you were there, thank you. Like, I'm not sure how we attract these good people. And, you know, Tesla would tell you everything is energy, John, and we're putting off the great energy, and that's attracting other great energy, something like that. You get as woo-woo as you want, but, you know,
sure.
I could name a list of dozens and dozens of people who really stood out to me at that event. Just like really bright, shining. Allie stands out to me as one of those people who was like, you know, I've seen her on a lot of calls, but meeting her in person, she's just this bubble of energy. And like, again, I could go on and name a ton of people from the event who shocked me at you know, the quality of human that we tend to bring to the room.
Yeah. Well, to the room. I think you're right. If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like. You know, when I think about it and I think of other live events in other spaces, and even in this space that I've been to, you're right. There's always good people, but there's oftentimes there's somebody who's like, you know, you don't feel completely at ease around or whatever. There's always a handful of those sort of people as well. And we don't, thus far anyway, haven't had that. And I think it is because we're like the, you know, we're the open and honest guys. We're the no hype guys, you know, in this space. You know, we just tell it to you like it is. And I guess I think we must just attract a similar person, the down to earth kind of fairly open person with no bullshit. So that's cool. I agree.
Back when we did sales calls and you got on a call with some of those people, I know me personally, I'd just be like, you're not a good fit. Get like, I don't need your money. And so that helps too, I think. Hopefully, you know, our sales team, if you want to talk to them, by the way, dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. Hopefully we're turning away people that aren't a good fit too. But, you know, certainly the people who are willing to invest in the course, invest in themselves, and then make a trip, you know, across the country for some of these people or across the world for some of these people, we're doing something right. That's the one thing that really stood out to me.
Mm. Yeah, cool. Any other themes that stood out to you from this one?
So we've talked about Valentina on this show before. Valentina is a coach on, I don't know if you want to call it Elliot's roster. He's on Elliot's coaching tree. Elliot is my coach. And so we've brought Valentina to last year's event. She spoke with Elliot at last year's event. This year she spoke by herself. And I would say the shift in Valentina from year to year was incredible to watch. She really owned the room. She did a wonderful a mindset meditation that I had many, many people come up to me and talk to me about afterwards as being really, really powerful. And at this point, you know, she works with a large portion of our community. She works with easily more high ticket dropshipping entrepreneurs than anyone else in the world. And so her insight was really cool for her to break down the way we think, why we think, and then the common things that are coming up for people who run businesses like we, you know, teach people to build. It was very cool to see her level up, if you will, and the knowledge that she's gained in the course of a year.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think it was really nice to see Valentina deliver that talk, and I think, I could see that as well. I know her a little bit less well than you personally, but certainly, yeah, I could see that. That development, and it was good to see. And you know, I'm so excited that once again we're able to give people access to fantastic, you know, somebody fantastic like Valentina to help with mindset. I think once again something else that sets what we do apart from other people is we talk about this shit, the mindset stuff, and we help people with that, which once again I think is something that a lot of other people lack in our space, you know, and a lot of other communities lack as well. But it's so important, and so. Yeah, that was really cool. I think I really liked. I think this time we had a lot more students on the stage talking and sharing their knowledge and their experiences and how that's helped them to grow really great businesses. And I think that was another really cool thing for me as well. You know, when we did it in the US last time, we primarily had speakers from outside of our student body talking, which is fine and good, and they were great. But I think certainly some of the feedback I've had from people to this point is it was really good to actually see people from our membership on the stage sharing the great things that they've done and how other people can do. You know, we had Holly talking about sales. You know, we had John Murphy up there talking about his, you know, dream 100ing and affiliate, building an army of affiliates. We had Carsten and Gian talking about private labeling and what they've been doing there. And, you know, I think that was really good. And then to see, you know, at these live events, we give out a series of awards to our students who have hit, you know, revenue milestones. We've got a 100K club award. We've got a 1 million club award. And this time around, we did a 10 million club award for the first time. And I think giving out those awards, something that, you know, once again, was personally, I was very grateful to see, and was amazing to me, was the number of people that we gave an award to last year, that we gave an award to, a bigger award to again this year. Do you know what I mean? Like they went from 100K to the 1 million club in the space of 12 months. And then I think some of those people at some point in the future, we're going to be giving a 10 million award to as well, if we keep doing those awards for sure that are in that $1 million club. And I think that was really nice to see that as well, to see the progression that, you know, it's proof that this works, right? People are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it was good to see that actually in person rather than just seeing it, you know, online in people's screenshots and things like that. So that was cool.
Yeah, pulled it up. We gave away $14 million trophies, right? So to put that into perspective, 4% of all businesses everywhere, all businesses, not e-commerce, not dropshipping, all businesses, only 4% of those ever get to $1 million. And we had 14 people in a room who hit that. Like that made me, you know, it kind of felt like a proud papa, if I'm honest. Like just watching these people graduate, like you said, I would say the majority of the people on this list were there last year getting a, you know, 100K in total sales trophy. So, you know, they were in their first year getting started. All of these people have graduated. We also gave out quite a few 100K trophies, and I'm pretty confident we're going to see all of those people in the 1 million slot, and we're going to see a few of those 1 million in the 10 million slot before too long as well. And that's it's really cool. It's cool to be able to do that, and to really to watch people moving way faster than you and I did is something I can't stop seeing that that really blows me away. We didn't have John and Ben to lead the way for us, and now all of these people are getting the fast pass. If they're willing to do the work, the what to do is laid out for them, and they're going so much faster than you and I ever went. It's kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's great to see, because that's exactly one of our biggest motivations in doing, you know, the Dropship Breakthrough, the podcast, the course, the coachings, all of that sort of stuff is really to, at least for me, was to put something in there that wasn't available when I was getting started. And so to see people actually taking that, running with it, some of the people that were on the stage with us and getting an award, I mean, they're going to far surpass anything we've established in business. You know, if I think about, you know, we have a Student of the Year award we gave to Matt Gemkow, shout out to Matt. You know, he's like 22, multi-million dollar business. Like he should, no pressure, Matt, like far surpass us before he's even 30. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like the opportunity is there for him. And I think that's, you know, I don't feel like jealous or conflicted about that. Like I think there's some people out there who have a massive ego who'd be like, oh, well, I don't want him to do better than me because like he'll look better than me. Man, I can't wait for that to happen. I mean, I hope Matt gives us a pat on the back along the way as he passes us. But like, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing that happening. Not just with Matt, but with other people as well. I think there's going to be plenty of other people who just, you know, in the e-commerce space, in the business space, go way past us. And once again, have been able to provide the platform for that is like, you know, that's amazing. And actually to see it physically, see those people in person, I think at the live event, you know, was a, you know, such a privilege and an honor.
So this next one kind of ties into the next event. So we tried something new on the back of this, where we did a VIP day in Minneapolis last year, but it was more like we're in a classroom. I rambled for hours about nonsense in SEO and avatars and things like that. And then you rambled for a while on offers and tearing apart websites. And this time we wanted to do something a little bit different. I'm not even sure I could explain what it was, but we rented a 11 bedroom house in the foothills. We hired a private chef to come in there and feed us food. And I would say the food stands out to me. It's probably hilarious. There's going to be some comments here. Thank you for the comments, bringing that in there. But the food stood up, man. Like the last night of the main event, we took everyone to Roost Chris. That was part of your ticket. Like we brought you over to Roost Chris. We had unbelievable steak and tons of fixins and cheesecake and just had a really good time having one last final meal together. The amount of people, I want to say I gave, you know, 30 to 35 deeply meaningful hugs and got some words that were honestly hard for me to like take in. It was so much gratefulness coming in one room, but you know, the food stood out there. And then the chef we had at the private house was that might be the best food I've had my entire life. That was the most unique food by far. Like there was like 17 ingredients in every you know, little dish that he made. And the food stuff, I don't know, I like doing this stuff to like not like be exuberant, if you will, but like I'm in business because I want to make money, John. Like, let's be real. I want to make money. I want to live a different lifestyle. And that money affords you the ability to, you know, live a good life. You know, go eat some good food at least once in a blue moon. And so if there was people in that room who haven't gotten to that stage yet, and we were able to give them a nice steak dinner and have a, you know, a great community dinner, that stuff stands out to me. Not just the food, but the company, the conversations that were had in that room. But that bled into the event where, again, it was 9 people, you, myself, and Ben Fry was there as well. And some of the conversations that we had, again, eating unbelievable food, but some of the conversations that we had there were, you know, truly life-changing for a lot of people, I believe. And this community is just so special. I really appreciate getting us together. It is a absolute nightmare to get this done. Just giving you some context from John and I's side, like, we're doing a lot of this stuff with a big help from Amira. Thank you, Amira. A big help from Ben Fry. But there's just so much to do on the back end here. And every time I think I've gone through this, I'm just like, so is it going to go well? Is so much? Is it going to be fine? And then we get there and it's just, it's hard not to come home, one, be super exhausted, but two, be like super grateful that, of what we built and the community that we brought together.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Look, I mean, the VIP event, as we call it, I mean, that was a next level experience for me too. You know, I mean, running that sort of thing, that was a completely new experience. And, you know, you did a fantastic job of kind of leading the way on that one also. And yeah, I think, It's hard to explain what it was. We're definitely going to do more of that, I think, because it was like, I enjoyed that so much. I think just even not being like one of the people who's paying to be in that room, but it was a lot of fun. And yeah, I think, you know, going to these sort of events, you know, it just kind of sustains you. Like, you're right, you come back and you're exhausted and, you know, there's a lot spinning around in your head and all of that sort of thing. But at the same time, like, you feel great. Like, you just feel great. And then to get back into your business with gives you a bit of a renewed sense of purpose. And I don't want to say motivation, because I think that's the wrong word to describe it, but it just gives you like a bit of a buzz. I think that can last a while. And so, I mean, just another benefit of, you know, if you're listening to this and you haven't been to an event like that, like, you know, when the opportunities come up, and not even just with, you know, anything to do with Dropship Breakthrough. I mean, there's plenty of other, you know, communities out there, you can business, e-commerce, communities and events you can interact with out there in your country. Like, go and put yourself in those rooms. Spend some time with other people who are, you know, pursuing the same dreams, the same goals as you. I think it's almost impossible to see how it's not a positive for you in so many ways that, you know, even just by forming friendships and things like that, the ongoing benefits, like the amount of people in that room who hang out with each other, you know, in little masterminds and little groups that they form through the community. Like, there's so many of them, like, that just are hanging out together, and I'm sure some new ones are formed following the event. It's easy to, if you've never done it, to downplay the importance of this, but like, if you take anything away from listening to me and Ben, I think definitely find yourself an opportunity to do that. You know, if you're not in Dropship Breakthrough at the moment, you want that sense of community, you want to be part of something, dropshipbreakthrough.com/join. Like, literally get in there. As soon as you join, you're part of our community, and you've got the opportunity to start interacting with other people like you who are in the same position as you, who are trying to achieve the same things as you. And they're the only people in your life that are going to understand that. Let's be honest. So yeah, take the opportunities as they come up.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. Leaving there with 40, 50 new friends, because this game's lonely. Like, you're not around a lot of people. We are online, but like, getting in person is so much better. It started with me for meetups, right? I went to a meetup and I saw Blair Budlong speak, who owned a business in the cities. That's how I got to meet him. He spoke at last year's event. That turned into more friends. That turned into me finding the 3PL I use. From there, it was like, you know, joining masterminds and joining e-commerce fuel, and community is where, like, we're meant to be around people. And I think that's really kind of fading away in today's world, as we're all, you know, staring at a little 4-inch screen in front of our face for the most part. But like, man, just getting right, it's so powerful. It fills my cup, and I'm an introvert. I don't like being around people. I like being alone. But leaving those events, I my cup is so, so full. And so, yeah, to everyone who was there, I now consider you a friend. I hope you consider me a friend as well, and not just, you know, your guru or your mentor or whatever it is. Like, we're just people. And, you know, I found 40, 50 new people that I want to spend more time with.
Yeah. Like, I don't like people. And to be honest, I don't like people. I would consider myself an introvert as well. I don't like making small talk with you. You know, I don't tend to like hanging out with people, but like, genuinely, like, when I'm in a room with people like that, I don't want to leave. I feel completely different about it. So, like, if you're sitting there and you're thinking like that, like, you're like me, like, you consider yourself an introvert, and you know, it feels like a stretch to put yourself into that situation, because what will people be like, and, you know, all of that sort of thing. Like, just it's going to feel different. Like it's not going to feel like anywhere else that you hang, where you hang out with people. It's a very unique experience and you'll love it.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.